CBD is not marijuana, and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. A second half hour of hour number one on this kind of rainy, overcast Tuesday, July 23rd, 2024 edition. Your Defending Fathers with Chuck and Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Got a couple of text messages going to get to here before we start this segment. John Palmer, farmer in Onaway, said Dr. Sherry was on another radio show this morning. She did a really great job getting the information out to the folks. Good for her. Good, 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 good. Rod Wheeler, running for county commissioner down in Lake County. The veterans holding the meet and greet debate forum until after the primaries. He says that makes as much sense as wiping your butt before you poop. Yes, absolutely. I told the individual yesterday, I said, it's over. August 6th, it's over. Whoever the Republican candidate's going to be, they're going to win in November. Presidential general election turnout, huge numbers. The first congressional district is overwhelmingly Republican. Everybody wants to get out and vote for Donald Trump. They'll vote for the U.S. Senate candidate. They'll vote for the Republican candidate for Congress. Complete waste of time. But that's where they stand. Now, one thing that's pretty interesting, folks. Multiple states, especially for military and overseas voters, mobile voting or voting online via a smartphone app or website. Oh, there's no possibility of any fraud going on there. Well, other states are trying it. Jocelyn Bucaro is director of the nonprofit Mobile Voting Project. Former City and County of Denver Elections Director spoke with MERS News Service yesterday talking about mobile voting. She said it has been piloted in multiple states and over 300 jurisdictions. According to a briefing given to the National Conference of State Legislatures, 31 states, Washington, D.C., and the Virgin Islands allow specific voter groups like military and overseas voters to return their ballots electronically. 25 of these states allow them to be returned by email, and 10 states allow mobile voting, returning the ballots for military members. As of January 1st, 2024, Michigan allows overseas active duty military members to return their ballot electronically. They have to use a Department of Defense e-signature. And a bill is actually proposed here in the state of Michigan State Representative Carol Glanville, Democrat of Grand Rapids, awaiting action in the Senate, will extend those abilities to military spouses in removing the Department of Defense provision, the e-signature. Several other states have expanded electronic voting to also include residents with disabilities. No state has fully expanded electronic voting to its entire population, and mobile voting allows for the general public are not that many. So far, Beccaro, in her nonprofit, and this is very interesting, folks, nonprofit. Yeah, right. Nobody is funding this from either party. I doubt it. I highly, highly, highly doubt it. Said the nonprofit supporting 20 mobile voting pilot programs in 7 states with grant funding, including Colorado, Oregon, South Carolina, Utah, Virginia, West Virginia, and Washington State. The first state to run the pilot was West Virginia back in 2018. In one district in King County, Washington, all eligible voters have been able to cast a mobile vote since 2020. Nearly 3 times as many voters have turned out and voted since implementing the mobile voting app. Beccaro said mobile voting has the power to increase voter participation, particularly in those low turnout elections when not as many voters even realize that there's an election taking place. What did I just talk about in the previous segment? Knocking on doors? Some people don't even know who's running, don't even know there is an election. This participation can have a really big impact on their local community and, of course, who gets elected compared to low participation results. Imagine if you turned out, increased the primary turnout by 300%. You went from 10% to 30%. Potentially, that could change the way politicians think about their elections and re-elections. Another example, Arlington County, Virginia, Democratic caucus used mobile voting in 2021 to hold an election during the China virus pandemic. They set new records for participation. There was very few competitive races, but the turnout was huge. Beccaro said that's particularly due to the ease of mobile voting, which allows users to sign in, cast their vote, verify their identity, all in one mobile app. Denver pilot program ended with a voter survey. 100% of the voters who filled it out, roughly half of those who used the mobile app, express interest in being able to use the system again. But if so many people are supportive, why hasn't mobile voting taken off? Beccaro said the biggest concern she's heard about has been about security or the possibility of voter impersonation, basically ballots being hacked. Patrice Johnson, who I've had on this show before, chair of Pure Integrity for Michigan Elections, said her group would be absolutely opposed to mobile voting. Mobile voting by a phone is absurd. There's no way to identify the validity of the human being on the other end of the phone. Johnson added that mobile voting could be targeted towards certain demographics, which is also concerning. Beccaro said the election security community is right to say there are risks, as with anything done online. But some of those risks can be mitigated to allow voters confidence in the online system. Okay, did you hear what they said right there? But Carl said online. Folks, I've seen firsthand what happens when computers and online transmission of data occurs in an election. I saw it with my own eyes election night, early the next morning, back in November of 2020, down at the TCF Center. Anything that goes through the internet can be manipulated online. You cannot mitigate risks if you're attempting to do anything online. It's got to be done with a paper ballot. Electronic voting, absolutely against it. We have election laws in this state, in this country, and these states that are tampering, going with electronic voting, especially anything that can be done over the internet. I don't even trust email. Don't trust it in any way, shape, or form. Well, they're claiming that the military, especially citizens overseas, they're not going to make it back to do a paper ballot. I say, send them mail. Receipt requested. You got to sign for your ballot, and you return it by mail. We already have early absentee voting going on. There is no reason why somebody can't be mailed a ballot with a receipt signature for it. Have it signed. Have it returned. Proof of service that the ballot was actually given to the person who was the actual voter. You can't sign for somebody. The person it is mailed to has to sign for it. Registered letter. It's that simple. Now, this electronic stuff, in this discussion, we need to talk to our state reps, our state senators, and make sure they're absolutely against this. Final segment, wrapping it up. Beccaro said, we are confident that we can protect the integrity of elections and make sure only eligible voters are voting using all the methods I described. We feel this is achievable. We're working with the best minds in the business to make this a reality. Sorry, lady, I'm not buying it. Mobile voting on your phone. Are you kidding me? Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
From Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Tyler Gorrell, your Republican candidate for Tuscarora Township Trustee. I was born and raised in Indian River, and I know the issues that we face. I will use my business experience to support maintaining and improving infrastructure, encouraging affordable housing and development that benefits all our citizens. And I will never vote for new taxes. Vote for Tyler Gorrell, Tuscarora Township Trustee in the Republican primary on August 6th. Paid for by the committee to elect Tyler Gorrell Trustee.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of My Pure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Antrim County Conservative Union's 5th Annual Fun Shoot, Big Roast, and U.S. Senate Shoot-Off. Saturday, July 27th, 2024, noon to 4 p.m. in Central Lake, Michigan. For all the details and tickets, go to their website, acconservatives.org, or call 231-360-5125. Iron Pig Smokehouse Pork Dinner, Gun Range, Trump Gear, and Candidates. Again, go to acconservatives.org.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one. Downstate Kim commenting on the story. How can we trust electronic system of voting when you can't trust your records with many of these companies, insurance companies, healthcare, hospitals, etc.? They can't even protect your information from breaches. University of Michigan recently announced that it happened back in May. Some of these companies that people do shopping with, security breaches, information, credit card data, all kinds of things being hacked on the internet. Anything to do with electronic voting has to be stopped. And we're not about to allow people to vote on their cell phones. That is ridiculous. So we're going to be getting the information out there. Now, I got a field report. Tim Tarjeff is in Sheboygan, I believe, at the public library. Appears that Nick Rudy from another radio station is acting as the moderator. Guess who showed up? State Representative Cam Cavett, sitting with Todd Smallenberg right now, sitting up front, waiting for it to start. Right now, there's approximately 20 people in the audience. Surprise, surprise, he has made a public appearance with Todd Smallenberg. Wow, that is amazing. The event starts at 10 o'clock. If you're in the Sheboygan area, you might want to consider heading over there. So far, there's 20 people. Sheboygan Public Library, right there. Can't miss it. Look it up on your phone, GPS it. Get to the library. It starts at 10 o'clock. Now, I can't believe this other radio station didn't promote this, and they only got 20 people so far to show up. But we'll get a field report from Tim and, of course, hear from Todd Smallenberg on Friday. see what kind of questions were asked, how the banter went back and forth, what is the people's overall impression of what took place. Pretty interesting. Well, at least he has one opportunity to debate him in person. Let's find out how it goes. We'll have Tim on the show maybe after the event here in our third hour today. One thing is for sure. Governor Gretchen Whitmer has fully endorsed Kamala Harris. We read the breaking email yesterday. It is confirmed by all the news sources. She is 100% behind Kamala Harris. When asked the question whether, if she was asked to be the vice president candidate, would she consider doing it? Whitmer said, no, I'm not going anywhere. I'm staying in Michigan. I'm the governor of Michigan, and I'm not interested. Why? Because she sees the writing on the wall. If it's confirmed at the national convention Kamala Harris is the candidate, Donald Trump is going to kick her butt easily. Whitmer does not want to be part of a losing team. She wants to run on her own fresh come 2028. That's what she's going to be doing. Finishing up her governorship the last 2 years, probably with a majority Republican House, Democrat Senate. Depending on the people who get elected to go to Lansing, picking the right Speaker of the House will determine whether or not her agenda continues, or if weak leadership is appointed in the Republican Majority Caucus, will there be quote-unquote bipartisanship. It's all up to you, folks. You decide who goes to Lansing in January, 2 weeks from today. The election is on. It's game time. You have to understand this is critically important. Critically important. We pick the wrong candidates to go to Lansing. We get the wrong speaker. Really, what difference does it make? We get the right candidates to go to Lansing. They elect the right speaker. They are in control of the budget for the last 2 years of Governor Gretchen Whitmer's governorship, her time in office. They don't go along to get along. They hold to their values and their principles. This governor's agenda is over. She is a lame duck, effective January come 2025. When these new reps get elected and sworn into office, they elect a new speaker. We can start righting the ship, taking the state in a different direction. That's how important August 6th is, 2 weeks from today. I can't stress that enough. We're going to talk with Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig here in the next half hour. Short break, top of the news. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey, Patriots. This is the boss of Veteran John, his wife, Jamie, in Sheboygan. Taste the purest artesian water on God's green earth. Mega Water. PFAS-free, mineral-rich, naturally alkaline, 8.3 pH, and veteran-owned. Go to megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. That's megawater.com or call 231-818-9700. 818-9700. Call us today to taste the pure difference.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY or call 800-654-9659.
My name is Todd Spalber. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children.